This is Fred Film Radio. I am Francesco Belais from Touring Gay and Lesbian Film Festival 2016 with Tor Eben. Hi, Tor.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Francesco.
Okay. Tor Eben is the director of Where Are You Going, Habibi, in the feature film competition here in Turin, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Can you please explain the meaning of Habibi in the title of your film?
Yeah, Habibi is actually it's an Arabic word, and it means buddy and darling in the same time. And this is a very short description of what my movie is actually about. It's about a friendship between a straight guy and a gay guy, which is unusual in this way, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, but now Habibi is a common word, right?
Yeah, Habibi became a common word, in, especially in this kind of social structure my film is playing. People there are calling each other Habibi, like buddy or amigo or any words like this.
In your film, there are many subjects. First of all, the homophobia in the German Turkish community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a topic I wanted to have a look onto this, but also how the German society thinks about when you do a film, you go into different dialogues, and one dialogue, the more important dialogue, was going into the dialogue with the German society, who thinks if someone from a Turkish family comes out gay, mm-hmm. the family reacts in the most dramatic way, even killing him. And there are many Germans who can't imagine that this can happen without a big, huge drama. But I have so many friends, Turkish gays and non-gays, and I have made through them different experiences, and I thought, okay, I want to show something else, which is more true.
Okay, another topic is the racism. The main character, Ibrahim, a Turkish gay born in Berlin, has problem to find job due to his Turkish name, right?
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of racism in Germany, and it's unfortunately is a fact that people with a Turkish name have much more problems to find a job in Germany than with a German name. And in the film, he's doing an experiment. He is sending an application to a company, which is the same, one with a Turkish name, one with a German name, and the one with a German name becomes an invitation. This is based on a true story. A friend of mine did it in Germany. He did this experiment, mm-hmm. and it went out like it is in the movie.
Changing name in the application form to find job.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And when he only changed one thing, the name, from mm-hmm. Turkish into German, mm-hmm. and he sent it to the same company. And they didn't realize it. Yeah, and then he got an invitation with this German name. Yeah, and the Turkish one get a rejection.
Oh, that's incredible. It's a very sad. And another topic is the impossible love between a gay and a straight man. So why did you decide to speak about this topic?
In the development of gay people, it belongs to the development of gay people to fall in love with a straight guy. And I wanted to show this first, and the second is how to deal with it. It also ends mostly in big dramas and tearing apart. But this guy, Ibo, he find out a more clever way to deal with it, and they are meeting on a higher level later on. So they become lovers without being a couple, or they become friends in a way.
Mm-hmm. Going back to it's not easy to find a job for the Turkish guy, but it's not easy for the German guy as well. In the film, the other character is a German guy, and he has problem to find job. So I think it's a general problem.
I mean, of course, Berlin is still a very poor city, and it's difficult to get jobs there for German as well. Mm. Sure, but this guy, the other guy he doesn't have such a proper life like the Turkish guy, and I wanted to portray a guy without moral, but in a positive way. And he is doing something which is the biggest fear of straight guys, going into a relationship with a guy who wants something from him, who wants sex from him. But he's free enough to go into this experiment because he doesn't have a moral. And I'm actually transforming this classical outlaw character in American movies, like this outlaws, they have no moral, they have their own laws, and this is how he is in a very modern German way, I hope. Yeah.
Okay, how the Turkish community reacts to your film?
They react very positively. I mean, there was also an actor in the movie who has, I myself have connections to this Turkish community and also to this problematic straight guys in this age from 18 to 30 when they have the most testosterone in there. And one of the actors invited some friends who are really tough guys for a screening. He said to them, hey, come on, let's look some gangster movie. And it was my film then, and they didn't know in what movie they were going. Mm-hmm. And there were 5-6 guys, very tough guys. And then they had to see Habibi, and they react very positively. They were a bit embarrassed because they didn't expect it. But most of them liked it, and also I got a lot of encouragement of the Turkish community to do this movie. First, I was a bit afraid. Do I have the right to make a movie as a German-born guy about a Turkish-born guy and being gay? But they encouraged me all, actually.
Okay, we are here in Turin, in Italy. So what do you think about the Italian LGBT rights situation?
What I really appreciate that this festival is doing also some this political work. Now they have this thing about with Tunisia, that they invite these Tunisian guys. And also, the political situation in its... Yeah, I mean, it's much more difficult in Italy than in Germany, but it's, almost... But the political discussions are almost the same out of my point of view. Maybe I'm not well informed enough. I'm not so sure.
Okay, what about your next movie? Are you working on something? I know, something close to this, where you're going, Habibi.
Yeah, I will continue this topic, with new... characters and a new story to develop it more. I had the feeling I'm only showing such a little part of this very lifeful community, and I want to go on and tell something else. In my actual movie, there are still these identities. He's gay, he's Turkish, he's not gay, and so on. In the next one, I will go a bit more ahead about this very concrete identities.
Yes, because Turkish or other strangers community, they have the double problem, homophobia and racism. So it's a double discrimination, right?
Yeah. It is like this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a sort of double, yeah.
Yeah. And this it is like this, and the German community will not really accept that there is racism going out from them. So this is also what I wanted to put in the movie. Yeah.
Okay, the title of your next movie?
It's called Busy Market. Mm. That means our market. And it's about a supermarket in Berlin. And there was a story last year. There was a supermarket of a Turkish family who came to Berlin 28 years ago. Mm. And all the houses which belonged to the city were sold out to private investors. And they quitted the contract, and they had to move out of the supermarket. And this happened in a very political engaged neighborhood in Berlin, and they all get active and demonstrated, and very quickly this becomes a big media thing. Every newspaper reported about TV stations, New York Times, El País, and so many others wrote about it. So they refused the quitting of the supermarket, and the owners could stay in the supermarket. And this is a part of the next film.
Okay, thanks to Tor Ibem from Turin Gay and Lesbian Film Festival 2016, Francesco Belais for Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.